I'm Bryn. Today we are going to teach you about France. We will have spots of popular tourist spots in the following cities: Paris, Toulouse, Lyon, and Carcassonne.
BWI Airport is the airport we will fly out of to get to Paris, France. The BWI Airport was built in 1950, and BWI stands for Baltimore and Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport. We will fly out of this airport because it's close and convenient.
The airport we will arrive in is Charles de Gaulle Airport. This is a popular airport because it is named after Charles de Gaulle, the former president of the French Republic. The name of the hotel we are staying at is the Okoko Hotel Paris, Porte de Versailles. This hotel is a modern French hotel that averages 97 euros per night, or 107.98 in US dollars.
The first city we are visiting is Paris. Paris is located in the upper middle part of France. First, we will travel to the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower is a man-made structure that was built over the course of 2 years, January 28, 1887 to March 31, 1889. We are going here because it is a popular tourist attraction and has over 7 million people visiting per year.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower sounds really cool. After the Eiffel Tower, the bus will take us to Les Papilles, a popular French restaurant. This experience is included with the hotel, so you will not need to pay for it. Les Papilles is known for its charming service and excellent food. Les Papilles has wine, bars, and 4-course meals and is cheap. The Louvre Museum is our last stop in Paris. The Louvre Museum is a 4.7-star museum. This museum was built as a fortress in the late 1100s, but was redesigned to be a royal palace. The Louvre Museum has 537 paintings in it. Some well-known paintings are the Winged Victory of Samothrace and Liberty Leading the People. Like many buildings, it was built and rebuilt over the years, said an Amsterdam-based art historian and blogger at Culture Tourist. We are going here because the museum contains special parts of French history. Now let's take it to Lily so she can introduce us to Toulouse.
Thanks, Bryn. Let's talk about Toulouse. Our first stop is the Basilica Saint-Sernin de Toulouse. The Basilica Saint-Sernin de Toulouse is the largest Romanesque building still standing. The church is constructed mostly of brick, and on top of the church, there is a bell tower. The tower is made up of 5 parts, and the tower is slightly inclined to the west. While in Toulouse, we will be visiting the La Cantine des Sales Gosses for lunch. The restaurant has lots of room for groups, and the menu offers a large list of creative ideas. The prices can be a bit expensive, so this experience is also included in our hotel. TripAdvisor says that the normal price range is $20 to $39.
Our last stop in Toulouse is Les Abattoirs. Les Abattoirs is a fine art museum. The museum has over 4,000 paintings. Les Abattoirs has multiple floors, so they are able to hold events for art and create tours for the public, explaining some of the most famous paintings they have at the museum. Office de Tourisme de Toulouse says all year round, the museum organizes exhibitions that allow visitors to explore the artistic movements of our day, tackling the aesthetic challenges facing contemporary creation at the turn of the XX and XXI centuries.
Wow, Bryn, that sounds really interesting, but let's move on to Lyon. Our first stop in Lyon, France is the Lyon Museum of Fine Arts. This museum was founded in 1801 and is rated 4.5 stars. We will go here because the museum has major international exhibits and is one of the largest fine art museums in France.
This is our second stop in Lyon, France, Appetit Bouchon Chez Georges. This is a restaurant that is rated 4.6 stars. The average price for a medium-sized meal is $30. They have a wide selection of French food. It is highly recommended and has fast service. Now let's go to Lily with our last stop in Lyon.
Thanks, Bryn. Let's take a look at our last stop in Lyon. Welcome to Silk St. George's. Silk St. George's is a silk shop. Explore new textures, colors, and styles. You can also watch workers transform silk into scarves, dresses, and other fashion accessories.
To continue this long journey in France, our last city we are visiting is Carcassonne, and we will be going to the Canal du Midi. The Canal du Midi is almost like a large river for boats to pass on. Every year, over 300,000 people and 10,000 boats visit the canal every year. The canal was previously named Canal Royal in Languedoc, but was renamed to Canal du Midi in 1789. This is our second stop in Carcassonne, France, Cité de Carcassonne. Cité de Carcassonne is a fortress slash castle. The castle is very large and so impressively known. It was found over 2,500 years ago and has 52 towers on it. Cité de Carcassonne is one of the biggest and most popular tourist attractions in Carcassonne.
Our last stop in Carcassonne, France. Our last stop in France is Comfrager. Welcome to a restaurant filled with amazing food, backed up with amazing service. Comfrager. The restaurant has a wide choice of creative French food. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Dance to France. We hope you enjoyed and learned a lot about France.
We will see you when you get back
from your dance to France.